now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Enda Brady from Sky News UK. He normally drops names everywhere, Enda. Do you have a Sir Paul story?
Do you know what? It's freaky, this. I had a dream about him two nights ago.
Oh, really?
And it was the early 60s, and he asked me if I would join this new band he was going to set up. And I said, no, Paul, I want to be a soccer player. And I turned it down. And that was my dream. I'm not a word of a lie, Ben, two nights ago. So it's just a funny coincidence. But no, I've never met the man. I love his music, and I think he's wonderful.
Dreaming about him on his birthday too. Now, mate, let's talk about some serious stuff. The mosque attack suspect, it has been named.
He's from Wales. This is extraordinary. A jobless man, Darren Osborne, 47, with an address in Cardiff. He's still in police custody, being spoken to by detectives about the horror that was unleashed on those worshippers coming out of the mosque at midnight the other night. And get this, reporters have gone to the family property in Cardiff where he was living. The family next door are Muslim, and they've been on the radio today saying what a decent man he was, that they had a dripping tap last year. He came round and fixed it. How this man can pop up a few months later and mow people down on the streets in London, allegedly, is just beyond anyone's comprehension. The investigation continuing. He is 47-year-old Darren Osborne with an address in Cardiff.
Mate, what is the latest on the Tower fire?
We're learning this morning, Ben, that just how pathetic the initial response has been from the government and the authorities. I've seen it firsthand over the weekend. Reports this morning in the newspapers, people are sleeping in cars and people are sleeping in the park. Now, this is in the richest borough in London. Kensington is not short of cash. The government is not short of cash. And some of the survivors of the fire are sleeping in their vehicles and in the local park. Go figure.
Go figure indeed. Enda, thank you. Let's chat again tomorrow. Enda Brady, Sky News UK.